Welcome back everybody after the break and that amazing track from the movie Bang Bang. Aap sabhi ko yaad dila dun, aap sun rahe hain Divya ko and this is Unity 101 ka Drive Time Show and as promised, I told you that I'll be interviewing a special personality today aur unka introduction aapko deti chalu. She's a co-founder of Leaders Lab and works with businesses of all sizes to create healthy organizations in which people develop the skills and resources they need to do a great job. And now she has taken one more step in the direction of helping people who are facing any problems in their businesses. And today, we have a chance to talk to none other than Kate Mercer. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Divya.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Great to be with you.
Same here, Kate. And to begin with, first of all, we would like to know a little bit more about Leaders Lab from in your own words.
Okay, well, I and my business partner, Amanda Baines, established Leaders Lab two or three years ago. Both of us have been in business separately for 20 years in executive coaching, management, consultancy and training. And we wanted to bring together our expertise to really forward what we both value, which is building healthy organizations that encourage people in them to shine. And that's what we do now. We work together, providing a range of services to different kinds of organizations, but always with that as a kind of guiding principle.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as you mentioned, you and Amanda started Leaders Lab together, and you yourself have been actively writing blogs on the official website of Leaders Lab. And now you have come up with this book, which is called A Buzz in the Building. How did this idea originate?
Okay, well, it seemed to me that the people we were meeting, you know, a lot of books about leadership are written about values and vision and integrity and, you know, the big words.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as if there's an assumption that that's missing in leadership. What I was beginning to realize is that the people we meet, our typical clients, aren't missing values and vision and integrity. In fact, they're bursting with it. They're really great people. They know what they want to achieve. They really care about the people who work in their businesses. But where they find it challenging is actually to know how to convey all that to the people in the business, to engage people, enthuse them, inspire them, and take them along with them. And actually, what's needed there is really what, you know, used to be called, I think, management and communication skills. Mm-hmm. A very sort of simple and straightforward set of skills that I think the current books on the market are kind of, you know, have kind of sidestepped. And that's the book I wanted to write. I wanted to write the book that connected all that vision, all that, you know, people with their hearts in the right place, with the skills they need to take people along with them in their business.
That's amazing. And so you have talked about comparing your book to the other's book in the market. So how different exactly you will say your book is from the other books who are already in the market about the same things?
I think it's been a kind of gap. Many, many years ago when I first went into training and management consultancy, I used to help people study these very things, how to talk to people so you engage their enthusiasm, how to give them feedback so they can improve their performance, how to communicate effectively what they need to do to be successful in their jobs. And then I think what happened was the recessions came along and businesses had to really struggle to survive, and the focus quite rightly was on, you know, getting leaner and fitter to survive the difficult years.
Yes.
And now I'm meeting people 20 years on who are in very senior positions in organizations, but they haven't had access to that straightforward basic training that, you know, maybe I had in my early days in the 1980s. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to write that book. And I'm not sure that there are many books out there that simply have that as a simple message.
Yeah, the simplicity is missing in many of the books. I totally agree with you on that point. And while you were mentioning about how the organizations struggle with the employees and communicating their message, I was reading one of your blogs sometime back, and that's called Why Your Team Isn't Listening to You.
Yes.
It's a very interesting one. And this is like almost 6 months back you wrote this blog. And should people be expecting the bits and pieces of your blogs also in your book?
You're saying will they expect to find the blog posts in the book?
Yes, yes.
Not directly. Many people do write a book that's a compilation of blog posts. I really didn't want to do that.
Okay.
I wanted to write a connected sequence of ideas. And if you read the book from beginning to end, it forms a cascading set of ideas which all together make a coherent whole.
Okay.
So it isn't a compilation of blog posts.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but a lot of what I write about in the blog obviously is in the book.
Yes.
And a lot of what's in the book, obviously, I write about in the blog now.
But you have given a defined structure to the entire process, how
yes.
a person should enter in the industry, right?
Yes, exactly. And in fact, you know, if you came to me as a manager, or a leader of, you know, small to medium-sized business and said, I'm an expert in whatever I'm an expert in, but I'm actually not very good at management. What are the things I need to know?
Mm-hmm.
I would take you through a structured process, which basically is the book from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, you'd have a toolkit full of all the tools you need to get your business really buzzing.
Yeah, sounds perfect. And your firm, Leaders Lab, has got clients from various sectors like manufacturing, financial services.
Yes.
So is this book catering to almost every sector, or any particular sector is being targeted?
It's not so much a sector, it's a size of business.
Okay.
I think what happens is most people think of, you know, they know what a startup business is. Everybody
mm-hmm.
everybody knows what a little startup is, a little bunch of people all working to
yes.
keep the thing afloat, you know, and it's all very exciting. They also know what a big business is. You know, you get businesses which get past a certain size and
mm-hmm.
they have internal services to help run the business. What this is aimed at is all those hundreds and hundreds of small, medium-sized businesses in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be, you know, that sounds like small businesses, but these businesses can have up to, you know, a couple of hundred staff,
yeah.
£50 million turnover. They do need some structure. They need some simple
yes.
structure
yeah.
and administrative processes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need massive internal service departments to help them run. But there's a very specific set of skills to running a business of that size, and that's what my book's about. And those are primarily the clients that Leaders Lab focuses on in its work.
That's great, and it's so amazing that you have explained such a broad concept in so simple words. That's amazing. Okay. So, and also, I want to specifically ask you about the title of the book. The book is
yes.
called A Buzz in the Building. How come you decided this title? It's very interesting, I must say.
Okay, so I have this idea. The idea runs through the book in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That after the startup phase, when basically you're a little group of individuals, you know, really enthusiastic, all come together, everybody does everything, everybody juggles everything, you
mm-hmm.
know, and if you're lucky, you catch the things you drop, and
yeah.
that's the startup phase.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point where the organization turns into an organism.
Yes.
It actually develops a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And the closest I could get to finding an analogy for that was in nature, in a beehive.
Oh, okay.
And then I started thinking about a beehive, because a beehive operates, you know, everybody has a role, every bee has a role.
Mm-hmm.
Everything works because people do what they need to do to make the organism work.
Yes.
And I thought that what I really wanted was to give people that sense of an organization moving into a phase where it operates as smoothly and organically as a beehive.
Mm.
So that's why a buzz. And we just started. And also, I noticed a lot of my clients do use the word buzz. They say, oh, there's no buzz around here. Or,
yes, yes.
You know, there's a real buzz in the building today.
Yeah,
and
that's correct.
Actually, my designer did a lovely design with lots of people buzzing across a brightly lit concourse
yes.
on the front of the book. And I just thought, yeah, that's what I really want. I want, there's this theme of the organization moves into a stage where actually as a leader, you don't have to work hard to run it. It can learn to run smoothly and organically by itself.
Amazing, Kate. That was an amazing explanation to an amazing title. And now we are just running out of the time. So before we finish this interview, few important details. That how can people connect with you, your social media contacts, and how can they find this book?
Great. Well, they will find everything they need on my website, which is pretty straightforward to say. It's www.leaderslab.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders, as you would expect, and lab, as in lab. So leaderslab.co.uk. There's a page on which you can buy the book there. There's a blog page on which you can sign up for the blog. Mm-hmm. And all our social media contacts are available there at the top of the page.
Okay, that's amazing. And is the book also available in a e-copy, electronic version, or just...
It is. You can also, if you enter a buzz in the building into Amazon,
okay,
you can buy a Kindle version on Amazon.
That's amazing. Thank you very much, Kate, for your time. And we are really looking forward to the actual when we'll get to see the book in our hands. And
it was launched last Thursday, actually. So
okay,
it is available. It's available for sale now. So if anybody's interested, they can either go to Amazon or to my website and buy themselves a copy.
That's amazing. Definitely the listeners of Unity 101, whoever are facing any troubles, they would be very impressed by the way you have explained the basic problems of the business world, and they will definitely go and buy your book.
Lovely. Fantastic. Thanks, Divya.
Thank you very much, and all the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.